We all love a doco when we get access that we don't normally get, and that's certainly what you'll see tonight, premiering at 7 p.m. on Fox Sports 506. Dave Reynolds is the subject with Inside Line as we go behind the scenes of a year in the supercars, and he's been good enough to join us. Dave, how are you going?
Good, thanks, boys. How you going? Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Where do we find you in relative isolation?
I'm in Melbourne in St Kilda Road, just in my apartment, locked in with my girlfriends and my girlfriend.
Oh, no, go with a couple.
Yeah, that would have been more fun. Hey, I should have rolled with that. I'm just annoying her, and she's hating me already.
You know, we're not live, even though this is called Fox Footy Live. You know, we're not live, so it's okay.
No, just on that, a lot of us, you know, you're living in an apartment. How hard is it in this isolation, quarantine, whatever we want to call it, how hard is it in an apartment?
It's not too bad. I've lived in apartments for 15 years, so for me it's no different. It's just you don't have a big space. It's easy to clean, though, so that's the only sort of positive. But if we have a fight, I can't really go far.
Yeah.
If I go to the next room, I can still hear her. It's not fun.
I'm leaving and going into the next room.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Inside that apartment, do you have a simulator?
Yeah. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, yes. Bloody oath we do. Get in it. Hook your phone up so we can see you in the simulator. I've been in one of them. I could not keep it on the road for more than 10 seconds.
Do you like my Predator?
Yeah, you've got us viewing sideways at the moment. I'm getting a bit seasick. So,
are you able
to film yourself in there, sitting in it, going? Is your girlfriend around right now?
Yeah, I've had a fight with her. She's in the other room.
Oh, so you really have had a fight?
No, not at all. Do you absolutely want me to drive it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, get her to film over your shoulder and just talk us through turns. And is it a simulation of a track? Have you got Bathurst?
I can help him.
Let me load it up.
And what's your girlfriend's name?
The Moose.
The Moose. Hi, The Moose.
Hi, who's this?
This is Anthony Hudson.
It's Dermot Brereton.
Oh, I might take it. I can't get the screen, like the...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Are you able to...
need to tap on it, maybe.
Yeah, there we go. Right, what track are you going to take us on, Dave?
Monza? I was practicing on Monza before. I'm going to put it out there. I'm not very good at this. I'm very, very, very ordinary.
That makes four of us on air at the moment who aren't very good at it.
Just at life in general.
So, Dave, how important is this simulator for you guys now that you're in lockdown?
Well, it's like for me, I don't have to rely on this to like keep my skill up. I know what to do. I've done my job for so long that it's, you know, it's not easy for me, but I know where to break. I know what to do on new tyres. I know what happens in certain situations. But for all the young kids that want to keep training, it's probably not bad. But for me, I'm not going to learn much out of this, to be honest.
Hey, the Moose, what's he like if he has a bad race?
He's actually really good. He doesn't get angry. He doesn't get, he like literally leaves it on the track. He doesn't take any crap home.
I've got the emotion of a Jedi.
Well, how was he after the 2018 Bathurst when he cramped up and just about took out his pit crew?
Oh, I said to him, he was a bit depressed about that one. I said, you've got till Wednesday to like mope about it, and then you need to get the fuck over it.
Let's not back up over that. Yeah, we'll just keep moving on. And he got over it quickly. That is the Moose. Yeah, don't stuff around with her, Dave. She's got some angst. Yeah.
Moving right on.
Here we go. Now we're filming over the shoulder. Right. Where are we? Where are we, Dave? You keep talking us through this.
Hang on, I've got to try and get the sound going. Hang on.
He can't get out of, like, he's in a crash.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're a good driver.
How much are they paying you, Dave?
I'm trying to get the sound going for you.
You can just keep going. You're crawling along at 2 mile per hour at the moment. You're a race car driver.
While you're getting this set up, tell us what it was like to be followed by a camera crew for a year, kind of like we're sort of half doing now.
It was all right. At the start, it was a bit annoying, but the end of the year, you kind of forget that it's around, and you know, you're mic'd up all the time, so you have all these conversations with people you probably shouldn't be talking to, or people or things you shouldn't be talking about. So it can record a lot of things it shouldn't have.
Right.
I don't know how to work this. I honestly don't know how to work this.
That's all right. Just get in and drive and talk us through what you're doing to turns, and then give us a lesson on how to corner, whether you're apexing, all that sort of stuff.
Well, I'm not very good at these type of games.
Stay off the grass.
Stay off the grass.
Yeah.
So this is the Monza track. So it's the Italian Grand Prix.
Yeah.
This is turn one to two. It's really slow and a bit like you approach it very fast.
What's your current speed?
195, 250. It goes up pretty fast. Yeah. It's ascending. So six gear round here. I'm looking for the bridge for a brake marker, but I'm going to brake before just so I can make the corner. Down to second gear. Use a bit of curb.
So you go straight from sixth to second?
Yeah, you go six to second there. Back up to third, fourth. This is like a right-hander, pretty fast. But I'm on cold tyres, so even though a computer game has cold tyres and fuel burn and all that stuff.
So that bend you just went through when you said you're going through that corner pretty fast. What's pretty fast to go through the corner?
So like 150-odd k's an hour is relatively fast corner.
But that'll cost you four demerit points.
Cost you 12 months.
Don't talk to me about demerit points. I don't have many.
So, Dave, what, obviously the simulators are pretty good these days, but you said you weren't necessarily great at them. What is the major difference? What can't they simulate, I guess?
Real life. like, obviously, you know, all the tracks are laser scanned, so the tracks are pretty similar, but it's just the feeling of the tyres gripping the ground and the speed. You know, you can't simulate speed or G-force in these things, so... You know, that's what our brains. I'm going to crash here. Hang on. that's what our brains sort of rely on. We rely on the G-force, the feeling of the tires, like protesting the road and the grip the car gives, and all the feedback, all the little bumps on the road. You know, obviously I'm sitting here stationary. I can't do it. So
yep.
It's sort of similar to real life, but it's not. It's not exactly so.
Zoom out. Well done, the moose.
Yeah. Why is the moose called the moose? By the way. I'm
Currently, like I look like a moose.
And like camels, like, you know, camels have feet.
Right, okay, well, let's move along again. The moose has already joined the likes of Alistair Lynch and Gerard Healy in our Hall of Fame. We don't want to make her clubhouse leader.
I love the moose. She's a beautiful old thing.
Well, mate, you've been fantastic to us. Thank you for letting us inside your apartment there.
No worries. Do you want me to actually do a proper interview with you or just, like, muck around?
No, we don't do proper interviews. No. This is it.
This has been better than a proper one.
I think I went faster than I ever have just talking to you guys, so keep talking to me.
We can't wait to see the doc. Have you seen the doco, by the way? Have you seen the final cut?
We've watched a couple of episodes of it, and, yeah, there's a lot of colourful language, a lot of characters in our team, and yeah, it should be good. There's a lot of emotion, obviously, so yeah, it'll be a good watch. It'll be a great view, I reckon. It'll give people an inside view of like all the characters in our sport, or like in our team, really. So, and our team, there's, you know, we're not a polished team. We're authentic. We're
misfits.
We're misfits. It should be called the outside line, not the inside line, because we're all outsiders.
Good stuff. We can't wait to see it. Thank you very much to you and the Moose for giving us an insight, and we look forward to seeing that tonight.
Thank you.
Fox Great work, Dave.
Well done, Dave.
Thank you, my cameraman. How good is she?
Brilliant cameraman, bye, the Moose. Camera.
Dave Reynolds and the Moose there.
Hands down, greatest interview that we've had on 40 Live.
Somehow I got a feeling we are going to hear more about this.